Welcome back here in the huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com on this Monday. You know, throughout all of the quarantine period, we were doing what we called Hometown Hump Day, where we were bringing back a prominent figure who had been a part of our area. We missed one, and we're making up for that now. Let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. We've got Michel Dupont, who played hockey at St. Mike's, also played at St. Johnsbury Academy when he played prep there. I believe has the high school goal record in the state of Vermont, 75 goals in 20 games in a season. He's in the St. Mike's Hall of Fame, and now he's a doctor up in Quebec helping fight the coronavirus. Michel, that's quite a resume.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Brady. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. 75 goals in a 20-game high school season. What is that about?
Well, you know what? I had good line mates, and I mean, they fed me the puck, and I just scored.
Well, you know, so that you ultimately stayed in Vermont, had a great 3-year hockey career at St. Mike's too. What does the state of Vermont and your experiences in Vermont mean to you?
Well, first of all, Vermont is very close to home, so it's close to Montreal, where I'm from. And for me, my parents could drive up and, you know, watch me play. And when I was in St. Johnsbury, I lived with Bill and Sally Nalen. They were super fun. I had they had their son Andrew Nalen, and we played together at St. Johnsbury, and still now we're just best friends. And I still stay in contact with the family. So Vermont means a lot to me. I lived 4 years of my life there, and it's probably four of the best years of my life.
Michel, we're all hoping that the University of Vermont can reopen that Canadian and Quebec pipeline. So what is it that a Canadian player wants to hear from a coaching staff that could get them to come to a place like Vermont?
Well, I believe a lot of the kids that play hockey, they love to play hockey, but obviously only a minute portion of the hockey players will play in the NHL. So what is great in the States is that you get a quality education and you can still play hockey and think that you have a chance to go in the NHL. So if you don't go to the NHL, well, you fall back on your university degree, which is a little harder to do in Quebec. I mean, they don't, the University of Montreal, Laval University, two prominent university in the province, don't have hockey teams. Hmm. So it's very difficult to play hockey at a very high level and get a quality education. But in the States, you can certainly do that.
You made it clearly a good career choice becoming a doctor, but with the kind of hockey prowess that you had, I mean, you had a 40-plus goal season your final year at St. Mike's. Did you entertain the idea of playing professionally?
Yes and no. I always played hockey for fun. I don't think I had the size and the speed to, play in the NHL. I got a letter to be invited to, American Hockey League, but not very serious offers. So after St. Mike's, I continued my studies at McGill University, and I played for the McGill Redmen there. If I had very serious offers, I would have really continued. But my academic career was most important for me.
Michel, as a doctor, and as we talk about battling the coronavirus pandemic, have you seen coronavirus patients? What has been your exposure and your experience like?
Hey, I was the ER doctor, emergency room physician, up until September, and I retired because of family reason. It was just too much on me after 10 years. And so I haven't fought coronavirus directly, haven't seen directly patient, but I mean, I've talked to people and it's a tragedy. I mean, people are, especially older people, they're really struggling and it's, unfortunately, people are dying. So we really need to be careful. We really need to wear masks. We really need to have a physical distance between people. This is no joke. And I've seen doctors like really scared and nurses really scared. And I mean, in Quebec or in Canada, we've done a great job in flattening the curve. And hopefully the states can now follow the path that Canada did, because we're doing pretty well across the country, and the economy is restarting with the new normal, which is wearing masks and physical distancing.
You've got, obviously, your foot in both camps in the medical community, but also a diehard sports fan. Do you think that the hub city idea that the NHL has, where the Eastern Conference is going to go to Toronto, the Western Conference is going to go to Edmonton, and we're going to get going here with the playoffs in about a week, do you think that that will work?
I made a prediction to a few of my friends, and I told them, I don't think the NHL will play one regular game or one postseason game starting August 1st. It just involves too many people, and it's just, the virus is just too hard to contain, to have players breathing, out of breath and breathing. It just takes one case of all those players to get a few other infected, and then it just it spirals out of control. I don't think they're going to play. I hope they do. I really hope, because I'd love to watch those hockey games on TV. But, I mean, the players need to be absolutely disciplined, not go out, physically distance themselves from each other. And that's, I don't think, with the 20-year-olds or the 25-year-olds, they will do that. I don't think so. But I hope so.
The Canadian government said that the Toronto Blue Jays couldn't play their baseball season there. I think they were more worried about the teams traveling in from the United States. Did you think that that decision by the government was in the best interest of public safety in Canada?
I do believe so. I believe that if you want to play sports right now, it has to be done behind closed doors, and only you can watch it on TV. I don't think letting people in is a good idea. Maybe you could argue that maybe letting in, I don't know, 5,000 people at the most would be a good idea, and physically distancing themselves in like different areas in the stadium, that could work. But I truly believe that if you just open the gates and there's no control, the virus is going to come back with a vengeance, and that's going to be very dangerous, especially now that the winter is coming, and winter will transmit the virus a lot more easily.
Well, Michel, I'll get you out of here on a fun question, since the last 3 minutes have been doom and gloom.
Yeah.
The next time you come to Vermont, and I don't know how often you get to come, but the next time you come, when the border opens again, where's the first place you like to go eat?
Well, that's a good question. You know, probably the best place I'd like to go eat is at Bill and Sally Nalen in St. Johnsbury. we go to a restaurant. I don't know the name, but it's in Derby Line.
Okay.
And they have, I believe it's Austrian. It's an Austrian owner that owns the place. And we usually meet. It's sort of a halfway. And but you know, if I had to choose, I'd go to Bill and Sally Nalen at their home.
Well, Michel Dupont, one of the best players to come through St. Michael's athletic program. He's in the St. Mike's Hall of Fame, got enshrined in 2008, a prolific career on the ice for the Purple Knights, and then an unbelievable high school year, prep year over at St. Johnsbury Academy, 70-plus goals, 75 goals in 20 games, and now a longtime doctor up in Quebec. Michel, we appreciate the time, man, and we'll do it again. We'll keep in touch.